Hey, this is George.
And this is Sarah.
And we are
Talking Messy,
where tough love meets compassionate honesty.
We may be 0% politically correct, but we're 100% emotionally intentional. So here's what.
Somewhere in between us sending shitty texts to my brother, hello, I hope my brothers aren't listening.
Hi.
Actually, most of the time, I hope my brothers are not listening,
right?
Because I told them about this on Facebook, and then I was like, whoop. Record scratch.
Who did I just tell about this?
Oh my god, I know. And if
shut
they,
it down.
I know. Shut it down. If they ever text me about it, I'm gonna be all like, new phone, who dis? I don't know who you are. Oh, stranger danger. Like, so yeah, I do have other members of my family. I know that one of them at least has heard. And then occasionally the nieces get to hear the intro occasionally, and that's it. Just so like, hi, Tante George. Mm. Anyway, what we were talking about, what happened was.
Wow.
We're losing it. Why is muff diving the new sport fucking? What is up with that?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't understand this.
Okay. So here's the thing. In the last couple years in dating, before it was like, let's book, let's go. And they wanted you to go down on them all the time.
Right.
No, lately, thank you, Me Too movement.
I just want to give pleasure.
Thank you, Me First. Hashtag Me First. Thank you, Me First movement. It's like, I want to go down on you. I want to eat your pussy. I want to do, I'm so good at this. I want to lick your twat. And I'm like, okay, first off, let's find an attractive way to say, go down on you is not bad. We were talking about, like, when I was growing up and people would say, eat her out.
Yeah.
This sounds slightly cannibalistic
yes.
to me.
Yeah.
Like, they were going to bite off the labia.
Either that or, like, my box is for takeout only.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's made of styrofoam.
Right.
I don't know.
It comes from chopsticks. I don't know what's happening here.
Yeah. So maybe it comes from box. Eat out box. Yeah. I don't know. Anyway, the terminology on it, and one day we're going to have to do just terminology where all we do is spew a list of, like, body part terminology or, like, really, like, bearded clam.
I'm going to say in my human sexuality class, kind of, like, first thing was...
Yes, that's my brother texting. I saw you looking at my phone.
Think of all of the words that you can't, and, like, each group got, like, a different body part, and it was like, think of all the words that you can.
We did that too when I took it, and we did a different, then the next session we did in the same class was actions. So like masturbating, think of all the things you can think of for that kind
right.
of link is fellatio. Anyway, backing on taco, we're getting it backing up
yeah.
on the taco, the topic,
the topic of the taco.
The topic of the taco.
Yes.
And yeah, I think you're right. It's that, like, I'm going to pleasure her. And then they get, like, super proud of themselves.
Right, right.
Of, like, oh, I gave pleasure to a woman. Well, congrats. That's what the fuck is supposed to happen.
You would hope.
Baseline. Like, they seem obsessed with it now.
Yeah, yeah. It comes up pretty, like, frequently for me, like, with guys that I talk to on dating apps and things like that, that it comes up fairly quickly. I'm like,
you said they were bragging?
And, yeah, and, you know, I don't, that's not my thing. Like, it's not my favorite. We've had this discussion.
Yes, this is not your go-to.
It's not that I don't enjoy it. It's just, like, on the list of things that I enjoy, it's at the bottom.
Right. You would rather give than receive in this
yes.
area.
Yeah.
Right.
So when somebody comes to me and is like, I want to eat you out, I'm like, good for you.
I want to eat your pussy.
I'm okay. That does nothing for me. But I've been told I'm really good at it. Like, I'm really good at it. Good for you.
Okay.
That doesn't change how much I like it or don't like it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, ain't nobody got time for, like, if they're going to go, I'm so bad at it. Like, oh no, yeah.
But that's the thing. Nobody's going to say I'm bad at it. Everybody's
I had
no
one guy.
Complained.
I was in... When I was younger, when I was in my teens, and he thought he was bad at it, but he was actually not bad at it. The reason being because teeny tiny mister, and it was, I'm not talking like, oh, it was kind of smaller or whatever.
Is it a micro penis situation?
It was, what's the next step up for micro?
I mean.
Like, not, not norm range. Not he wasn't in the bell curve. Right. Like
he's still an outlier.
He was in the diving bell curve. Like,
way on the outside.
Yeah, he was an outlier for sure. And so he was very self-conscious about his less
He's worked on all the other things.
Yes, and because he had worked on the other things with the face and with the hands and stuff,
the whole face,
and with the eyelashes, then he was actually more worried about his performance in that area.
Oh,
and I thought that was really sweet because no, he wasn't. For, you know, an 18-year-old guy, he wasn't bad at it. And, of course, like, how much comparison do I have then, right?
Right.
Good
with you remember it now.
I did. So and I mean, he was good with his hands.
There you go.
And salute him. He's dead now. Anyway.
Oh, wow.
Totally different story.
That's a good turn.
That escalated quickly or de-escalated quickly, however it goes. But, yeah, no, when the guys are like, but I'm really good at it, I'm like, okay. And then if I'm like, okay, prove it. Let's throw down.
And then you're ballsier than I am.
So we go through the whole thing. And if there's also like the PIV and the intercourse and all that, then it's always seems to be the first thing they ask about still.
Mm-hmm.
Because even if you go through like the we're going to make out and we're going to roll around and we're going to fuck and we're going to have oral sex and we're going to have all the dumpy, all the whatnots. Then...
I just need to look at your conversations with men at this point because I'm a little concerned.
We're going to roll around and have the whatnots. Then afterwards, like the traditional that you used to see in movies of how was it for you? Well, that was good or whatever.
Now, our comment card.
Right.
Right.
The only thing on their comment card now is, see, like, I told you I could, like, lick your clitoris or whatever.
I can find the clit.
I can find it.
I'm like, win. Yay.
Can you? really, you need to check on more than that because we are an entire body.
Yes.
I mean, I don't have any commentary one way or the other because it's something I enjoy receiving. And, but still, I'm just going, what is the obsession with this lately?
Yeah, it does seem to like have taken this life of its own.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if it is just like...
He's the must-diving Olympic team.
I don't know if it's just guys think that that's automatically going to get them laid.
Okay.
That it's like, oh, I'm good at this. So AG you're missing
said,
out.
AG said is an implied reciprocation.
Mm-hmm.
So they think that you're going to blow them.
Mm-hmm.
If they do the muff-diving. Mm-hmm. I am the silver medal winner of the muff-diving Olympics. Like, every guy thinks like they're the Greg Louganis of the muff diving world.
I'm sorry.
No,
did you use Greg Louganis?
That's the only diver I could think of. Is there another diver that's won a lot of gold medals?
I don't know. I'm thinking of one now.
Now that you're so disturbed by the idea of Greg Louganis with, like, yeah, with a woman. Anyway.
I don't think he does much muff diving.
I don't think so either. Much. I just got what was so funny about
there
that.
There you go.
Okay. God, I should have eaten that ice cream before we started.
Right.
I've
had all the caffeines. So.
I have too. Hey. And I bought the cherry limeade sherbet.
Mm-hmm.
The good stuff.
You say sherbet.
Sherbet.
Sherbet?
Sherbet. Sherbet.
Is there another R in it? Sorry, pet peeve.
Spell the word through. And not as in the verb, but as in the preposition. Welcome to the grammar show. Yes. With George and Sarah.
Yeah.
Muff diving.
Yeah, let's get back to the pussy.
Muff diving grammar. Like I said, I'm not against this. I'm just wondering, like, when the shift happened, how it happened, and how it became the only trophy on your shelf.
Right.
Of like, are you Gene Simmons or not?
Oh, right.
Right. Kids, look up Gene Simmons. Google Gene Simmons tongue. That's all you need to know.
It really fascinates me why, like, that proficiency seems to be, like, the, I don't know, this enticing detail.
Yeah.
Because, again, for me, it's not enticing. So I'm like, great, good for you.
Maybe I should for you. Maybe I should then be like, okay, and how are you with your hands? And how are you with the peen? And do you have prehensile toes? And Oh, I know what we're talking about. Reciprocation.
Yes.
Yes. It doesn't, to me, it's like, I feel no need to reciprocate just because they've done it. Sorry. Right.
If you're bragging on your prowess.
Then I figure you're wanting to show off.
Right.
I didn't brag.
Right. And there's been also, not just, I'm good at this, but also, I really enjoy this.
Mm-hmm.
But when I found, like, in my experience, when they say,
I really love doing this for you.
A lot of times.
For like 5 minutes.
Yeah. A lot of times it's for reciprocation.
Mm-hmm.
Like they want to prove to you that how much they really want to give you pleasure so that you'll feel the need.
You'll feel be so overwhelmed with pleasure in that 5 minutes and 30 seconds that you will suddenly jam a penis in your mouth.
Yes, exactly.
Either that or they're basically like trying to skip the lubrication step and just like lube you up with spit so they can stick it in.
Yeah.
I don't know. I am cynical. I am jaded. But, you know, I do hate to assign malicious intent to subtext.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, yes, this does seem reasonable of like, hey, let's just get to it. So I'm all like, lick, 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 titsy pop. And, God.
I'm glad you're straight. That was horrible. You would have no girlfriend.
I know, I wouldn't. Oh my God. I would have a hard time being a slutty lesbian because they'd be like, no, girl, no. I'd get such terrible Yelp reviews.
But you know what? You could learn something. I mean,
I could.
You know, there's that.
And I mean, you know, good with my hands and all, but like, I'm just not flexible enough to have practiced any other, whatever. I think the next time.
I got a mental image of that.
We needed a silly episode, and we thought it's, you know, would just be silly. I think the next time that I get one of those claims like that, mm-hmm. then I'm going to be like, okay, you're going to do it, and I'm going to rate you. And let's not forget, I've had my share, and I have seen a barrel full of pickles, as I say.
Right.
And do you want to know? Because if they're like, well, you know, wasn't it as good as I told you? Then I'm going to answer honestly.
Right?
Be like, no.
Here are some points where you can improve.
Really. I'm going to, let's invent a muff diving scorecard.
There you go. It's like Eastern European judge. Calling it over your head. Yes.
You are such an Eastern European judge. Of like, no.
Three.
And yeah, that's the thing. They think it's just like they get down with just the face hole and just go lick, 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 done.
You've had a lot more experience with this than I
have.
It's
a full body sport. I'm just saying.
Right?
Like it is. Like you just don't like. And it's not, I'm going to part the curtains like in a dressing room and go in. It is a full body.
Your imagery amazes me.
We're making this a very concrete show. See, we're on the interwebs, so we have to go past the abstract sometimes and create imagery.
Yes. And now I have things in my brain that I cannot.
You have like dressing rooms and tacos and what a Tootsie Pops. How many licks does it take to get to the center? Let me be a Tootsie Pop. It needs to be more like that. Than
also no biting.
It needs to be more like that than like you're playing Chubby Bunny or something. Do you know what Chubby Bunny is?
Yes.
Okay.
Explain Chubby Bunny.
I have done too much talking. You have to explain Chubby Bunny.
Okay, so Chubby Bunny was a gay, I mean, kids play this, I think, still. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not a kid. Whatever. Where you put all the marshmallows in your mouth and try to say Chubby Bunny.
Yes. And whoever can put the most marshmallows in your mouth and still say
and still Chubby. Say, yeah.
Then you win.
Whee.
Play it at home. It's really fun. Don't play it with the jumbo marshmallows. We tried that once. And one of my friends, she actually managed to cram like 3 jumbo marshmallows in her mouth and still say Chubby Bunny.
It's really horrible.
She's married now.
Yeah. It's really funny when you get like way too many marshmallows in your mouth and then it all just starts to congeal and get gross and then you're just like spitting out a wad of marshmallows.
We should totally have like a Chubby Bunny competition with people.
Okay.
That could be a total fundraiser for something.
Can we do a Chubby Bunny episode? Just bring a bunch of people. Everybody plays Chubby Bunny.
We do want to have a dude-isode.
Yes. Yes.
Because the boys, they've been listening in the background, and they want to take over and have a No Girls Allowed, mm-hmm. like, where we get to go out to Taco Bell.
Yep.
Run for the border.
Have the foods.
And we'll leave you here with the boys.
Yes.
And goodness knows, I won't even...
They'll talk about muff diving and why, you know.
Maybe they'll answer some of our weird girl questions about... Yeah.
Greg. Why is this a thing?
I don't know.
Why are the boys
Maybe it's like how food trends go. You know, like, one year's pomegranate is the next year's bacon, right? So one year's butt stuff is the next year's muff diving.
There you go.
I don't know what's happening next.
You get a giggle from the gallery. That was great.
Maybe next year's bukkake in the nose.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah. I'm sure Roderick would love that.
I told him we went to see Roderick again.
Yes.
Our first guest ever, and he just keeps coming up. It's mm-hmm. the ghost of Roderick. Mm-hmm. Won't he be happy to know that you associate him with bukkake
in the nose?
I associate with him with hand washing, just so you know, because he's a very clean, tidy, attractive boy.
Yes. So right now, this is just going to be like the mystery for us.
Yes. Like, so
who knows? There's mm-hmm. a ton of different motives, I'm sure. Like I said,
most of me wants to say thank you for it. Some of me wants to say, guys, call some of your lesbian friends.
Do it. Don't hesitate. They can teach you a thing uh-huh. or two.
There's a YouTube video on everything these days.
Right?
So I'm sure there is on that, too. How did you... never mind.
You're bringing boys into the podcast.
I know. I'm not bringing boys into the podcast today. I'm going to go have a conversation with somebody and figure out how they learned how to do it. It's just, I guess for some people, it's just natural, though.
Yeah. But every woman is different, too.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, it's about paying attention. Being observant. Being aware. Being present.
God, no wonder I'm not a lesbian.
Comments, questions, knock-knock jokes?
Shoot us an email, talkingmessy@gmail.com.
And that's my story.
The end.